Agreed. All right. Let's begin. So I want to share with you a beautiful idea from Parshas Balos. Huh? So the Rebbe is actually in a very unusual source. So this is in Perek Yud Pasuk Chof Hei. So the Pasuk says, you click on top, I didn't label the Pasuk, but you can see it. V'nosa degel machane b'nei don, ma'asif l'chola machanos l'tzivosom, va'al tzivo'o achi ezra ben amishadai. So the Pasuk here talks about the tribe of Don. What did the tribe of Don do? They were the ma'asif l'chola machanos. They traveled all the way in the back, and it was their job ultimately to gather everyone together. And when I say gather everyone together, Rashi points out that it was their job ultimately if anyone lagged behind, any stragglers, or if anyone lost anything, possessions, so the tribe of Dan, it was their job to gather the lost objects and to bring everything together. So the Rebbe says something so beautiful over here. He writes, V'nosa degal machane b'nei don ma'asef l'chala machanos, paragraph A on the bottom. He says, Iker tefila bekavanohu. We all know that real tefillah experience requires kavana. What is the definition of kavana? So often we say kavana is concentration, perush hamilos, meaning of the words, all absolutely true. I think Arthur should open this, no?
Yes.
He's not just like a...
We have no glasses. Oh.
Put in the glasses. Okay. And the shir is dedicated by art tonight. What's the occasion?
Well, I'm making Yerida to South Florida.
There are worse places to make Yerida to. All right, Baruch Hashem.
The move
should be with mazel.
Thank you.
Life should be with mazel. And Baruch Hu should continue to share brachos upon you and Shari.
Thank you.
Baruch Atah Adonai Eloheinu Melech Olam Barik Pri Hagafen.
Amen.
So the Rebbe says as follows: the ikar kavana is betvila, or the ikar of tvila is with kavana. So the shaila, of course, becomes: what is the definition of kavana? So the Rebbe says over here. So we often say kavana could mean meaning of the words, kavana could mean specific intent. The Rebbe says something very beautiful. He says, "Lekasha ve'le'esof kol machshavos v'haritzonos v'hanefashos l'toch diburei atvila." The Rebbe here says something amazing. He says, do you know what kavana means? Kavana means being present. Kavana means being present. Literally translated, lekasher, to tie together, vele'asov, and together, kolamachshavos, all of the thoughts, v'haratzonos, and the wills, v'hanafashos, etoch diburei tefila. See, what the Rebbe points out over here is sometimes the greatest challenge we have in our avodas Hashem is that we're so all over the place. We're so diffused, we're so scattered, and so we have difficulty being present in any moment, right? We have difficulty being present with our family, we have difficulty being present with ourselves, and we have difficulty being present with our Kodesh Baruch Hu. Rabbi Nachman suggests the definition of kavana is when you take all of the things that are scattered in your life and you bring them together. I'm sorry? iPhone doesn't help. The truth is, I wanted to point something out. This is not a new problem that is unique to our dar. People always suffered from distraction. Today we might have more distractions. But lemaisa again, a man was always worried about his parnasa, was always worried about his business, was always worried about his mishpacha. It's hard. Our minds are just often in different places. It's true. Today we have a lot more mechanisms or a lot more items that distract us. But lemaisa says, and I think this is such a beautiful idea, that this is the definition of kavana. The definition of kavana is almost like intellectual, emotional, and spiritual consolidation. So often, again, there's a piece where everything is scattered everywhere. What's kavana? To gather everything. Lekasher v'le'asof kol ha'machshavos v'haratzonos v'hanefashos v'toch diburei tefila, paragraph B. Lekabitz pizuri ha'nefesh sheze b'chinas ha'machshavos ha'nespazrim b'shas ha'tefila elachutz. V'zarach lekabitz ha'nefesh min ha'pizur shelo. Turn the page. Shelo, paragraph C. Shelo yihye lo shum machshavos chutz. So what's kavana? Kavana is being present. Kavana is being present in the moment. Kavana is being present in the dialogue with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Kavana is, even though throughout my life I'm diffused, I'm all over the place, but Lemaisa, again, you know, there's a famous verse of the Maharal. The Maharal makes an interesting observation. The Torah often uses the lashon of kach, take, when it tells one person to take another person. For example, the pasuk says to Moshe, kach es Aaron, take Aaron, meaning take him to be the Kohen Gadol. Rashi comments, kachenu bidvarim, take him with words. meaning don't physically take him, but persuade him. The pasuk when it says, Vayikach, HaKadosh Baruch Hu took Adam and he placed him in Gan Eden. Again, Rashi says, what's Vayikach mean? Lakcho bidvarim. See, we often have the image that HaKadosh Baruch Hu picked up Adam and put him in Gan Eden. No, lakcho bidvarim, he persuaded him. The Maral says, why is it that Rashi always comments that kach means kachel bidvarim? Why can't Vayikach mean Moshe took Aaron? Aaron, the Kohen Gadol. HaKadosh Baruch Hu took Adam. The Maral says something amazing. The Maral says, because you could physically put a person where you want them to be, but just because they're there physically does not mean that they are there emotionally or spiritually. HaKadosh Baruch Hu could have picked Adam HaRishon up and plopped him in Gan Eden, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted Adam to be vested in the experience. Moshe Rabbeinu could have said, Aaron, you're the Kohen Gadol. Why? Because God said so. That's it. Discussion over. But he wanted Aaron to be vested in the experience.
And you can't do that by forcing.
Correct. And what the Maharal says is something amazing. The Maharal says, you know, sometimes your body can be in one place, but your mind is dramatically different somewhere else. We all know this. Most of us spend our school years like this. Right? Our physical bodies were in one place, our minds were somewhere else. A lot of us spend our days like this also. You know, a lot of times people are where they are physically, but mentally, emotionally, spiritually, I'm just somewhere else. Whether that somewhere else is on the beach relaxing because I'm just burnt out, whether it's that, you know, when I'm at work, I want to be with my family. When I'm with my family, I want to be at work. We're often in different places. That's the antithesis of Kavanah. So the Rebbe says that's what we call pizur, right? Pizur, that's a person is scattered, a person is everywhere. What's kavana? Kavana is where a person ultimately is lekasher hamachshava el hadibur bikesher amitz v'chazak ve'az ma'asef l'chol hamachanos. So what's kavana? Kavana is collecting all of the dispersed camps. Often my mind is in a variety of different places. Kavana means when I collect all of the disparate pieces and I bring them all together in one unit, under one roof. So the Rebbe says something quite beautiful over here. He says, V'al kein, degel machane dan, hayem asli v'chala machanos. So the Rebbe says, there's a deeper message here. So what did the Torah tell us? That dan was responsible essentially for bringing up the rear. They were ma'asef l'chala machanos. They were the gatherer of all the other camps. So if there are any other stragglers, any other people falling behind, whatever it was, so Dan was the one who brought everyone together. And the Rebbe makes such an amazing observation. He says, "Uperish Rashi, Shayim machzirin kol ha'avedo shayisrael." Their job was Hashabbos Avedo. If someone lost something, so Dan was there to pick it up and return it to the original owners. He goes on. He says, "Ve'al kein hu bechinas tefila." I'm sorry, I skipped a line. He says, here's what I want you to focus on. Paragraph E. Va'al kein hu bechinas tefila. Dan is also from the same root, the same shorish as tefila. How so? He says, al kein hu bechinas tefila bebechinas danani elokim vegam shama vekoli. So the amazing part to remember again is that when the baby is born to Zilpa, to Rachel's maidservant, so Rachel names her. And the Pasuk says this, I actually put this Pasuk on the sheet, Bereshis Paraklamit Pasuk Vav, Vatomer Rachel, Rachel said, Danani Elokim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu has judged me, you judge me. So we see over here that what? That Dan, is a lashon of tefillah, is a lashon of prayer. So again, Rachel Yimeno essentially saying, Rachel, I prayed to you for a child, you judged me that I'm not going to have my own child, that I'm going to have a child through this surrogate, through this zilpa. So the Rebbe says, Dan is a lashon of tefillah, a lashon of prayer. So he goes on, he says, V'zeh b'chinas ma'asef l'chala machanos. And this is the meaning ultimately when we say that what? Dan was the one who gathered all of the scattered camp. Shayu ma'asim k'ala machanos tekidusha. So remember again, the physical tribe of Dan, their job was to what? Their job was, if anyone got scattered, anyone broke ranks, anyone got lost, anybody fell behind, anyone went in a different direction than the one that God commanded, it was Dan's job to what? Gather them back up, get them back on course. The Rebbe sees an incredible metaphor in this. Dan is also the lashon of tefillah. It was Rachel Imenu's tefillah. Dan means tefillah. So just like Dan gathered up all of the scattered members of Klal Yisrael, put them back in the right direction, so what's the secret to powerful tefillah? What's the secret to impactful tefillah? Is kavana. And what's the definition of kavana? The definition of kavana is when you find all of the scattered pieces, and ultimately you go ahead and you bring them back together in one direction. You take the fact that sometimes I'm in a million different directions, and you go ahead and you bring them back in one direction. Don did that ultimately again for Klal Yisrael, and again we see that in the Don of Tefillah. So the goal ultimately is again to bring back our mind, to bring back our machshavas, to bring back our thoughts, to bring back our feelings, all in one direction. The Rebbe goes on, "V'zeh bechinas ma'aslif l'chol ha'machanos, she'y ma'asim chol ha'machanos t'kedusha." Just like Don went ahead and gathered together all of the stragglers, "Haynu bechinas tefila bekavana, she'al yidezeh ma'asvim u'mekabtsim chol ha'machanos l'soch ha'kedusha, bebechinas ha'chzaras ha'nefashos li'imam v'shar ha'sham, dehaynu ala kavod." The Rebbe says in paragraph F, "Kizeh ikar tefila bekavana." Because this is the real definition of tefillah, of kavanah when it comes to tefillah. Tahainu, l'kasher v'le'esof kol ha'machshavos v'haretzonos v'hanefashos l'soch diburei ha'tefillah. L'kabetz pizur ha'nefesh shezeh b'chinas ha'machshavos ha'mispazrim b'shas ha'tefillah alachutz. So we'll say, so this is really an incredible, incredible yisod. What's kavanah? My mind, my heart, and my soul are so often diffused in so many different directions. The goal is to bring them all back. You know, kavana, it's etymological source, it's kivun, direction. I'm going in a million different directions in life. The goal is that during tefillah, I bring everything towards one direction. I bring in all of the lost objects. I bring in all of my personal stragglers. And I go ahead and I redirect them in one direction towards HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Paragraph G. V'tzarech l'kabetz ha'nefesh min ha'pizor shelo yiyye lo shum machshavas chutz rak l'kashra ha'machshava el ha'dibor b'kesha amitz v'chazak v'az ma'aseh v'chol ha'machanos. What Don did for Klal Yisrael, we have to do for our own selves when it comes to tefillah. V'zeh b'chinas ha'shavas ha'veda. This is the meaning of what it means that Don returned lost objects. See, Rabbi Yisrael, so often in life we lose our way. So often in life we lose our direction. So often in life, you know, our personal, moral, ethical, spiritual compass goes awry. Tefillah is the opportunity to do Hashavas Aveda. I've lost my way in so many different ways. I want to get back on track. I want to gather back the camp. I want to gather in the stragglers. I want to reorient everything in the right kivun. V'zeh bechinas Hashavas Aveda. Va'alkin b'nei Don, shahayu ma'asvin l'chol ha'machanos, hayu machzirin kol ha'avedos, kimo shepirush Rashi, shebishvil zeh hayu nikra ma'asvin. So we'll say, what comes out from this incredibly beautiful piece of the Rebbe is two profound lessons. First of all, number one, an incredible metaphor from the Shevet of Don, and an important definition. The definition the Rebbe says is, what is kavana? So kavana means the opposite of being diffused. Central. What's the good terminology for this? Channeled. Channeling everything in the right direction. Beautiful. So the problem is, Rebbe says, the nature of the challenge of the human condition is that we're in a whole bunch of different directions in life. And I will say, you know, the Klal Gadol is, when you're everywhere, you're nowhere. When you're everywhere, you're nowhere. And the truth is, we encounter this challenge all the time. You know how many of us, we come home, we spend time with our family, she's not really there. I'm not really there. I'm either still in the office, I'm either where I need to be in 2 hours from now, or just in general, I'm just so overwhelmed by just all of the different directions that I have to take in life, that I'm not there. I'm not there. When I'm with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when I'm davening, I'm not there also. It says, kavana means get everything back, consolidate, channel everything in the right direction. Be present in the tefillah experience. That's kavana. And the Rebbe says, that's success in life. The truth is, it's not just by tefillah, but by anything in life. If I'm going to be successful, whether it's my career, whether it's my family, whether it's my relationships, I have to be present. I have to have kavana. The greatness of Don, the godless of Don, is that Don was the ma'asif l'chol ha'machanos. Inevitably, people stray, people go off in their own directions, they lose their kivun. Don's job was to bring everyone back. You're a straggler, you lost something, we're going to bring you back, refocus, reorient, rechannel, and get back in the right direction. And therefore again, Don, Lashon of Tefillah, is the Mach'asif L'chol HaMachanos. What's Kavana? Kavana means to be a member of Shevet Don. Kavana means to gather the stragglers, to reorient them in the right direction, to stop my mind from being in a million places, and at least for a little bit of time, to be in one place. But I think the impact of this, as I mentioned before, is not just by tefillah. But what the Rebbe is saying is, you have to have, you know, the Shulchan Aruch Paskins, actually this is in Daf Yomi this week, Mitzvos Tzrichos Kavana. Which means that to be successful in anything in life, you need kavana. Kavana means be present. You know, there's a famous statement by Rav Kook. Rav Kook, as Zekasat Levracha said, it sounds so simple, but it's so profound. He said, when you learn, learn. When you daven, daven. And when you work, work. Rav Kook said, what's the problem? During davening, I have a sefer open because I'm learning. Right? And during learning, I'm checking my email, I'm at work. And at work, I'm reading Divrei Torah, and I'm trying to learn. And what happens? I'm not good at my job, I'm not good at my davening, and I'm not good at my learning. So the cook said, when you're at work, work. Don't learn Torah. Everyone thinks that, like, the godless is, you know, be like the shopkeeper. Like the famous, old world shopkeeper, who when there are no customers, what does he do? He opens up his sefer and he shtayis. Don't do that. I mean, if you're a shopkeeper...
I don't learn at all.
It's beautiful. Thank you. It's mamish inspiring. I think that's chapter 22 in your biography. No learning at work. You know, everybody's got to be principled on something. But there's an incredible yisod with it. What Rav Kook was saying is, if you want to be successful in anything in life, it requires your absolute attention. The Rebbe is saying the definition of absolute attention is kavana. Lest you think that this is just a nice thing, we had a whole shevet who taught us how to have kavana. Inevitably, everyone and everything goes off in its own direction. Done brings everyone and everything back. That's kavana. Kavana by tefillah, kavana by life, and kavana, the Rebbe tells us, is the secret to success. Shkoyach.
Thank you, Aaron. Thank you for sponsoring.
Shkoyach.